All right, on this week's episode of Magnified, I'm joined by Pete Thorpe of Minute Pages. Welcome, Pete.
Thank you, sir. How's it going?
I'm good. So I always like to start with letting the guests introduce themselves because I figured they always do a better job than I will. So if you want to give a quick elevator pitch about who you are, what you do, and we'll kind of get into it.
Sure. So my name is Pete Thorpe. I am with Minute Pages, minutepages.com. We have real estate websites for wholesalers and investors, and we are launching right now Agent IDX Pages, which is why we're with Showcase IDX. I also run a small team here in Maryland and Pennsylvania. So we do residential real estate across both lines with the State Line Group of Real Broker.
Awesome. Yeah, so I wanted to start there with your time in real estate. How long have you been an agent? How did you get into the business?
Sure. So I am going on, I believe I'm coming up on 10 years now that I've been in the business. I got into it because I had a rough experience purchasing my last house, which is the house I still live in. It was a short sale that wasn't listed as a short sale. All kinds of issues. A $218,000 tax lien was found like the week before closing. So I ended up jumping in, and because at the time I was in corporate consulting, so I knew how to navigate banks. And so I basically jumped in and kind of took over the process, managed to get everything done, got in, got the house, took about six extra months. But I was just so aggravated by the whole thing that I said, I'm going to get my license so that nobody has to deal with this nonsense again. So I did, and it's been about 10 years now.
Okay. Is this something you've been doing full time or on the side of another career?
In the very beginning, for about two, almost 3 years, it was like on the side. And then I came off the road of consulting. My daughter was getting ready to go to school. So we kind of had planned that anyway, and just real estate was the fit. So I've been doing it full time for about 7 years now.
Okay. So in terms of growing the business with real estate, what was your primary source of new leads? What was the kind of marketing you were doing? How did you kind of scale yourself?
So a large block of it was some referral based from other agents, other areas, kind of going a little bit the extra mile in the beginning. I would do a lot of open houses. You would meet clients there. So it was a lot of face-to-face stuff. And then I slowly kind of worked my way into Facebook advertising, pay-per-click advertising, mix and matching, trying to find what works. Still do physical mailers because those have been okay. They're at least as an ROI. And for a little stretch, I've had Zillow, I had Realtor.com. The ROI on those kind of tanked for me in our area. A lot of the bigger teams were spending 20, 30, 40 grand or more a year and just gobbling up what was available there. So we kind of got rid of that as well. So now it's mainly past clients, referrals, Sphere. And now we're doing some heavy retargeting with our Minute Pages site that is starting to bring in more clients and help build our database.
Yeah. So what kind of stuff were you running on Facebook? Was it the typical like lead magnet stuff of what's your home worth, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we ran a bunch of the standard, what's your home worth, get a home valuation. I mean, we've done the whole gamut of things. What I'm finding that works better now is with Showcase, at least, you're able to turn off forced registration. You don't have to do a lot of things. And with Minute Pages, which we've got you guys embedded on our site, what I'm doing is posting it out there. I'm getting either permission from other agents to showcase their listings if it's a nice listing. Yeah. And I'm just posting things out there like, hey, check out this listing from Paolo at, you know, Banana Realty. Fantastic pool here in the area. If you want to see it, let me know. By the way, you can look at my site without registering so no one's going to spam you. If you're interested, press on the button to request a showing. Comes right into me. We've got, or rather you have, the integration with Slack. So we're able to get the direct messages pinging to us because I know a lot of agents get so many emails and messages that it just gets lost in the wash. By having that Slack integration, I can just pop it open on my phone and see it immediately and be like, oh, somebody needs a showing. So we're doing it with attracting people by not pressing on them hard, not being like, you got to register, you got to work with, like, here you go. Here's what we got. Take a look at it. They're starting to share things with their friends and family. So when they do that, they do register, but they can look for, you know, for free without necessarily having to sign up or anything.
That's really interesting because, you know, one of our, one of the other companies we work with, they're very, very strict on their, you know, forced registration, 0 to 1. And it's interesting to hear the other side of that where, you know, because a lot of agents kind of push back when I say that to them. So what kind of conversions do you see? And are you finding because you're a bit softer with the approach, you're getting people who are genuinely interested because it's not like they've been forced to do it?
Right. And that was kind of the angle we went with. So I've got partners across the country. I've got some guys who do massive lead gen. And we would work with them and partner with them in our particular market. So I'm in between Maryland and Pennsylvania. Our people don't respond very well to ads. Okay. They just don't. We've run hundreds of A/B tests, and it's just not the best return here. But I can go like two states over, and people are just killing it with a basic ad. So it's really dependent upon your market. And in my case, it wasn't working as well. And I said, well, if you force me to register personally, I'm not going to register. I'm going to skip and go do something else. So I said, let me go ahead and put this out there this way. And the key to it, though, is that with our Minute Pages sites, we actually capture up to 30% of the anonymous visitors that hit the site. So you can land on my site, look around, do whatever you want. I'm going to get 30% of you anyway. So you're going to fill my database. Now, I don't go out and call you and say, hey, I saw you're on my site. Do you want to go see that house? We don't do that at all. But I will put you on a once a month trip for whatever area you came in that just says, hey, here's the local listings that are in that area. That's it. You don't have to register. You're able to look at it. So now you're in my system. Now I have you. I'm technically marketing to you. I can retarget you now because I can see that you've come in, you've looked at some houses. So I know you're at least interested somewhat. Now you may just be, you know, window shopping or whatever, but so is everybody else. I'd rather have the traffic. Now the key for me is, everybody out there has corporate referral partners. I'm not even going to name them all because everybody knows the names, and they charge anywhere from 33% to 45%. Just because they clicked on probably a stale listing somewhere and they route them over to you. Well, now odds are good because I've been letting people use my site for free, that they're going to be on my page. They're going to be in my database. I'm already going to market it to them. So when that comes over to me, I can turn around and say, sorry, in my database, already working with them. I'm not paying a referral fee. You do one of those a year, you're making out like a bandit.
That's true.
So that's why we abandoned the forced registration. I go ahead and tag these leads and they sit in a separate bucket. So they are like the quiet leads that are building that database in the background, but we're averaging anywhere from 75 to 100 a month of those.
Wow.
So that's just, and that is because we're just finishing up our beta. I've only been doing light posting here and there. We haven't even tried to drive traffic to it. We're intentionally being like low and slow with it. So we're building it up. And you know, like I said, one of those, a single $250,000 purchase without a referral fee, more than pays for the service for the year and puts money in your pocket. And you're not hammering on people constantly. So it is, you're getting the low hanging fruit in the sense that you're building the database, but you don't have to do much to entertain it. And then when they're ready, they're the ones pressing the schedule a showing link, and then it comes straight into us. So those people have now built like, know and trust with you. They've seen your content. You're all over the place. You didn't force them to register until they were ready to actually go see something. So that's why that angle works well for us.
What kind of timeline are you seeing on average, would you say, from someone that's either hit your site for the first time or signed up on your site until they're actually purchasing a home?
They're probably a good 6 months out, honestly. It's definitely a longer cycle with it. But again, you don't have to sit there and constantly be on them. You just let that work in the background. It's doing its thing. You still work your other leads, your other sources. And you know, anyone that fills out a form or, you know, requests a showing, you're obviously on them as soon as you can, because speed the lead is the name of the game.
Yeah.
But when you don't have to constantly look at every single one that comes through, half of the portal leads, I'll call them, that we get, because we still do get them. They either have an agent already, they're just looking, they don't want to talk to a lender. You know, all the usual objections, which you can work through, but I mean, it's a whole lot of sifting for a 1-2% conversion rate, which I think is average across the board now. So it's less work. A chunk of it is automated. Prior to doing this software company, I was involved with another one where all we did was essentially automate large teams. We would streamline their CRMs, get all their things working the way it should, set up Slack channels for notifications because they were missing, you know, somebody with a 50-100 person team. There's so much content coming through that they're missing things as they hit. So the Slack integration that you guys have is fantastic for that because it's just direct, like, hey, this person requested a showing or whatever the settings are that you set it up for. We set it up just for showings for us, or when someone requests more information on a property. those are the people that you want to hop on right away, because you can convert them a lot faster than anybody else.
Yeah. And what kind of follow-up are you doing? Are you sending them, like you said, like once a month?
Those guys are just the ones. So the lead detector leads that haven't specifically said ask a question, they're just getting a once a month market report for the area that they came in around. It goes out, I think, on the 5th, yeah. And it just gives them a listing. Here's what's sold. Here's what's still on the market. So it's a real soft, we're not saying, you know, hey, use us, do whatever. It's very, very much in the background. It's subtle, put it that way.
Okay. And what kind of advice would you give to agents who are, you know, like you said, a lot of it's market dependent. Some markets ads are going to work, mm-hmm. others they're not. How long do you give it until you're like, all right, I should stop spending money on this? What would you kind of advise?
For most things, honestly, I think you got to run almost 6 months. If you're doing print mail, forget it. You got to go a year. You got to budget for a year and plan a year. It's going to take that long for you to start getting those returns. Google pay-per-click ads, 6 weeks minimum, at minimum. And you need to know what keywords you're targeting. So if you're doing it yourself, give yourself much longer than that. You have to do some keyword research. You have to know where you're looking, what you're looking for, what your market is looking at. Like I said earlier, where I've got ads that'll work here, but you go two towns over and they don't work at all, same exact ad, it's because you didn't do any research into what that particular area is looking for, especially on the pay-per-click ones, because you have areas that say, sell my home fast for cash. Somebody else in two towns over may commonly say, sell my house. So if you're targeting sell my home, well, guess what? You're not gonna get squat in that particular market if they say house. So you have to kind of know what's out in the market. You can use a couple of different tools that are out there. Google has its own tool, and that's free. You can use that. There's some other ones that are out there that are, you know, pay to play, that are a little more detailed, where they say, okay, here's what's being searched, or here's what you're looking at and what you think. Because as an agent, you end up having different, you got your own lingo, you've got your own thing, and it's second nature to you. But for a lot of people, it's their first purchase, or it's their second one, but it might be 15 years ago that they bought. They, you know, think differently. So you have to look and see what's being searched and what's being looked for the most. And that's what you have to go after and target. So for a lot of things like pay-per-click, especially given the cost, yes, you got to pay somebody a grand or so to manage it for you, but you're just throwing away money if you don't know what you're doing out of the gate. So hire a professional, make sure they have references, or take a good chunk of time to learn it. It is not a, you know, I saw a class for $99 and took it and now I'm a pro. It's not going to happen. Yeah.
So now you have how many people on your team?
Right now we've got our lead sales guy, myself. I handle pretty much the majority of the back-end integrations and the onboarding. We have our lead developer. He's out in California. Then we've got three or four other staff members on right now. I think we're at three. We'll be scaling up as we move forward, because I'm going to pull back out of the day-to-day onboarding sessions. We've got training going on. We've got SEO classes that we're building out. So we're building it all out, and we're kind of handing it off backwards as we do everything. We're building training modules and, you know, documentation behind it. We're training our staff, and then we're sort of stepping out and letting them take over. So ideally,
what was the motivation behind starting Minute Pages? It sounds like with real estate, you came in, you saw a problem that, you know, people were having a hard time buying homes. Yep. They weren't getting a good sign, so you started a business, and kind of the same with Minute Pages.
It was. So our lead guy actually had the idea a while ago. There's one of the larger competitors out there. They're very well known in the wholesale and investing space. And he didn't like what he could not do on their site. So he started this kind of on the side as a project for himself, because he was a wholesaler and an investor. And then he got sidetracked with a few other things, and it was kind of mothballed for a while. An agent that I'm friends with knew what I was doing with system integrations, knew how I was doing business. And he said, hey, we should talk with Chris about resurrecting what he was using before. We had that conversation probably about 2 years ago. And then it took us about a year or so to actually get everything up and running, get what we wanted done with it. And then we got rolling in the wholesale and investing space. And then we just had so many people that asked for it in a real estate space that we said, okay, let's build out Agent IDX Pages. So we built that out. And like I said, we've been testing it. We went through a bunch of different providers and settled on Showcase IDX as the, you know, best in class and offering what we wanted and needed. Integrated you guys into it. and we're rolling out the live product in about a week and a half or so. We're everything is basically done. We're just making sure, like, we're onboarding a few people essentially for free right now, just to make sure that our process is streamlined and working exactly like we expect. And then we'll have it available to the general public first week of April.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys have a great product. And I know from all the stuff you've been doing behind the scenes, there's a lot of clever people working with you.
That's what we try.
A lot of agencies, this applies to real estate too. It's kind of hard to grow. You don't know who to hire, when to hire them. How do you make those kind of decisions? Who were the first kind of people you hired? And, you know, especially with real estate too, it's hard to know what to hand off to people. Should I let someone do the contracts for me, get a transaction coordinator? Should I let someone do the showings for me? How do you kind of ease out as you're kind of doing now?
It is super difficult because we're very hands-on with everything. People know our faces and names, so they kind of want those people in, but we're having to do that step out because it's impossible for us to handle it all ourselves. We wouldn't be able to do our day-to-day. We wouldn't be able to do, we've got regular real estate clients we service. I've got some agents down in Baltimore, agents here in Pennsylvania. So we're kind of managing that process as well. So if you're not doing that, you let that business slide, then you're, kind of torn between the two. So I do a lot of time blocking where I'll set aside time blocks for things. And essentially I am building, or I have been building, everything as foolproof as we can in terms of when I show somebody how to do something, it's a video plus a PDF with, like, arrows and dots and full detailed instructions of everything. And we break it down into, like, every single piece of the site. So any question you have most likely already has an answer. And I've got a video doing it. And in case you don't like video, we have a PDF that is a breakdown with complete with screen grabs. And, like, it literally will have an aerial and says, press this button here. It'll bring you to this page. And we screen cap everything straight through. So if it's 1 a.m. and you got a wild hair to go work on your site or do something, you can go do it. You don't have to wait on us. So we try to make it as foolproof as we can. For our agents, we're actually handling the entire onboarding process for agents. The only thing that we don't do, obviously, that you guys have to do is set up the digital signature to get them to, they got to sign, their broker signs, the MLS signs off, tells you guys, hey, these guys are good. Here's their feed.
Yeah.
We're actually handling the entire backend plugin for them. So we're customizing their page, setting their page up. We'll set up their locations. We'll do all that work ahead of time so that when I hand it off to you, it's not like, here's the keys to a stick shift car. You've never driven stick before. Good luck. And walking away.
Yeah.
We're literally like walking you through everything and like handing you off as you're rolling along. And so that's what we're just trying to do, is we're trying to give a higher level of service. I know within the real estate space, a lot of people, they're people. They're not necessarily tech. They're not tech oriented or whatnot. They know how to use it and whatnot, but the back end stuff, they're like, I don't know how to integrate this to my CRM. I don't know how to set up a Slack channel. I don't know how to handle the notifications, all that kind of stuff. So we just figured it was better for us to do it all for them out of the box and just hand off a fully functioning, everything under the sun, set up the way you want tool. So we're building it out that way. So as we hand it off, and we bring staff along with us for most of our meetings, so they're seeing how we interact with their customers, how we build everything out, so they can do the same thing. So it's kind of almost like you're a real estate agent and you're a mentor and a mentee, and you're taking them on listing appointments. They're seeing how you handle, client objections, how you do your presentation. They may put their own spin on it, but you're there with them for a little bit. They've done a couple of them. Now you can kind of step back and they're competent and know what they're doing. So that's how we're approaching our hiring and training process for the staff that we have.
And then in terms of growing the business, how are you going about, what kind of advertising or marketing tactics are you going with there? Is it similar to the real estate?
Similar to real estate. We started out doing Facebook ads. We did move over to some YouTube and Instagram ads. We've also talked with a couple of different influencers. So they've done a little bit of like affiliate marketing promotion. Mm-hmm. Now that we've got the agent pages basically done and ready to go, we'll go back into some Facebook ads. We're also partnering with a few lenders. There's a couple of lenders that are out there that are basically willing to offer to pay for a chunk of the service. So we'll go into their office and we'll give a presentation and say, okay, you need a IDX website. Great. We've got one here. If this lender is your preferred lender, they'll pay for half of the service. So you can get it for less than $100 a month. For a fully functioning IDX website with the lead detector technology that grabs the anonymous people. Like I said, we set up the integrations. We do all that for you. You're not going to find that price pretty much anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So even the lenders are seeing the value of what that brings and how everybody can kind of be on board with it. Yeah. It's a solid setup. I expect probably by the end of the year, we might end up being on a like nationwide tour where we're just going to end up having to fly into a state and drive around and do, you know, demonstrations at a couple of places, go to the next state and do it that way. More likely than that, that's going to end up being what we'll have to do.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're just doing it online. Like you can show a demo or whatnot, but you got to physically show people what it is and see it. It's probably easier to do it face to face, especially if you're going to go with lenders and partner with them. You go into their shop and you're doing it there on site as opposed to a, you know, faceless person out in the cloud.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I remember being at a Coldwell Banker where they had a dedicated education person that would go around to all the offices and show them how to use the suite of software that was available. Half of it wasn't used at all.
Yeah.
So what are kind of some of the pain points that you're seeing for agents that are working with you? Where are they struggling? What are they coming to you for?
The biggest pain point right now for agents is just finding listings and competing against buyers in the first time home buyer price point. You got to get really creative, even though, you know, all the headlines out there about the world is burning. It's not applicable to like local real estate. Like I've had a listing around the corner, 4 offers, listing down in Baltimore City, 13 offers. Anything under where we are, anything under 300 is considered first time buyer. And they all have multiples. Everybody's trying to work the angles. Our inventory is insanely low. I think we're at 1.1 month at best.
Okay.
So there's just not a ton of, not a lot of listings available. The only people that are selling are because they change jobs and have to sell. Somebody passed away in the family. They're moving out of state. That's it. Like there's nobody who's like, I'm going to sell today and upgrade my house or downgrade my house. Very few that are doing that. So
yeah,
it's finding listings and putting together solid contracts for buyers. And honestly, having those conversations with the sellers and buyers about what the state of the market is. Some sellers still have that 2021 mentality that I'll list my house for 400 and get 700 for it.
Yeah.
Or in the buyers like, well, this says it's going to crash. So this house that just came on this weekend, it's fully renovated at 300. I'm going to offer 250.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you're about 70,000 off. So education and just, you know, some people are just feeling that pressure and stress from just, they haven't had closings in a while. And are just kind of struggling what to do. And with the way the market's changing, if you do what you used to do, it's not going to work. You need to come up with a few new things and start some new angles.
Oh, definitely. You've got to be adaptable right now. Yeah, like you're saying, no one wants to sell their house because the mortgage rates are so high that they're going to end up paying more than they were paying for a smaller house or whatever. So it is difficult.
Exactly.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining me, man. I think we covered a lot in a short period of time. It's very, very informative. Very informative.
Thank you very much. There's so much to go over, so many different things to like touch point on. You can almost, it's kind of like what we do with our, you know, instructional videos. I can show you the whole backend system, but in reality, every single little module in it is a 5 to 10 minute conversation about here's how this works and why it works the way it does. And here's how you use it. If you do it in one thing, it's 2 hours worth. If you do it in smaller chunks, it's a little more manageable and you can focus on the things you want to focus on.
Yeah, definitely. So where can people find out more about what you're doing?
So you can go to minutepages.com, just like the word on the shirt, minutepages.com has everything that's on there. If you're in another industry, you can go to leaddetector.io. That'll be available in about 2 weeks as well, where we can take that same tech that grabs the anonymous visitors and we can drop it on any website doing anything. Car dealerships are loving the idea. Insurance guys, lenders, because when people start shopping rates, if you're looking for, my best example is if you're looking for a new F-150, you're going to type in Ford dealership near me or Ford, you know, Ford is all you're going to type in. Yeah. It's going to pop up 5 or 6 Ford dealerships in your general area. Well, if one of those has Lead Detector on it and they see that you are there and they mail you a postcard that says, here's a, you know, free clear coat or $500 off or free doormats or whatever. If you buy this weekend or next weekend, which one are you going to go to? That's who you're going to. So they're excited about the opportunity of that from the marketer standpoint.
Oh, definitely, yeah. So, and that's your own. That's another company.
That's ours.
Yeah.
Yep, it's part of Minute Pages. Okay. It's just we had so many requests to do it. People were like, I've had this website for 10 years. I don't want to change the site. I put tens of thousands of dollars into it. You know, it is what it is, but I want to be able to capture those anonymous people. We said, okay, we'll take the pixel and the tech that we have, and we'll divorce it from just being in the back end of minute pages and be able to drop it on top of an existing site.
That's great.
So that'll be out in about 2 weeks. That one's been done, tested. We've had several people that are in our beta pilot program that are doing over 20,000 a month in pay-per-click, and they're just pulling lead after lead after lead after lead on top of it, which then lets them retarget those leads with the information that we're able to provide to them. So now they can go ahead and say and go after the slice of people that they want to.
Okay.
As opposed to somebody who, like, you know, pocket clicked on something or was just scrolling absentmindedly somewhere at 1 a.m. and, you know, wouldn't be in their target market. They're not wasting any more time on those people.
And in terms of pricing for that, do you pay a monthly flat fee or is it like a per lead?
Monthly flat fee, $99, I think is what we're going to be at for, I believe it's up to 100. It kind of scales based on how many leads you end up having to pull in based on your traffic volume. If you're driving 10,000 people to your site a month, it's going to be obviously more than $99 because it's going to pull a whole lot of data out of that.
And does it matter what your site's built on? Doesn't have to be WordPress or anything like that?
Nope. It can be built on anything. It's a pixel that we just pop into the header. Okay. So, yep.
Awesome.
Doesn't matter what you use to build it, it'll work.
No, that sounds like a great feature. There's so many use cases for it, like you said.
Yeah, for sure. But from a real estate standpoint, it's, like I said in the beginning, for me, just sending one deal at $250 back to a referral person, being like, sorry, already in my database. You know, math works out to you get like $2,000 and change back off of that you're not paying out. And the service for the whole year, if you buy an annual plan, I think it's $1,499. So, you know, you paid for it for a year, put $600-$700 extra back in your pocket that you would have just thrown away. And at that point, you're gravy the rest of the year. Any more things that you do like that is just cash back in your pocket.
Definitely. So, yeah. All right, man. Thank you for joining. Really appreciate it. That was great.